Okay, I don't follow NASCAR, don't follow Formula One, but you gotta give credit where credit's due. Jack Brabham, winner of 3 Formula One titles, has died at the age of 88. And this is big, whether you're a fan or not. Brabham was from Australia, but made his name as a race car driver in Britain. In 1959, he famously pushed his car to victory after running out of gas on the last lap. Damien Smith, the editor of Motorsport magazine, told me more about why Jack Brabham's death is a huge loss for the racing community.
In Formula One terms, Jack Brabham was really a colossus of our sport. 3 Formula One world titles as a driver, but beyond that, he was also the first driver to win in a car of his own name. In 1966, he built a Brabham in which he won the world championship, which had never been done before and hasn't been done since and probably never will be. He was also the driver to first win in a racing car, Formula One car, with the engine behind him. So he had a unique place in the sport's history.
Yeah, so building your own Formula One race car, I mean, why do you see that as such a now, always, and forever thing? It's nobody will ever do it again.
Because so few people have done it, really. The list of drivers who became race car constructors is very short. And he did it at a time when he was kind of frustrated at where he was with the team he was with, and he could see going no further with them. So he decided to take his own destiny into his own hands, built his own team, and in 66, the year he won his third title, there'd been a change in the regulations, and he made most of that and came out of the blocks faster than the opposition and indeed secured that world title. A year later, his teammate Denny Holm did the same. So, you know, 2 titles for the brand new Brabham team was quite something back then, and it's still something that we admire now, all these years later.
Mm. He was an Aussie, right?
That's right. He was from Australia and had quite a hard upbringing in Australia and came over to Europe basically to make his motor racing fortune in the 50s. The UK was the place to be at that time for anyone coming from so far away, really, to forge a career. And he turned up in the UK pretty much with nothing and built a reputation for engineering, mechanical sympathy, and also as a talented driver.
Did you ever meet him, Damien?
I was lucky enough to meet him a couple of times. We had an awards ceremony about 6 or 7 years ago, and I managed to get Sir Jack and his wife, Lady Margaret, over to the UK for the ceremony, and I was sat next to him at dinner. He was famously deaf, so conversation was very difficult, even with his hearing aid. But when he came down off the stage, he came straight over to me and shook my hand and looked me straight in the eye, and I just got a little glimpse of the tough guy that he'd always been back in the 50s and 60s, and that was a real pleasure for me.
Where did the deafness come from, as if I kind of didn't know?
Yeah, you guessed it. It's from the racing cars. So, you know, with very little silencing in those days, and the engines right behind his head, had no choice but to listen to those engines sing. And over the years, it did affect his hearing. So, yeah, he was a lot of the drivers from that era do have hearing problems, and Jack famously had the worst, I think.
So, Damien, how do you think Sir Jack Brabham will be remembered?
He will be remembered as a great pioneer of the sport, a groundbreaking guy with a lot of initiative. He'll also be remembered as one of the toughest drivers. He had a great reputation on the circuit as being hard but fair, and commanded great respect among his rivals. This is a huge day for motor racing, to lose Sir Jack Brabham, and he'll be fondly remembered by all who knew him.
Will Motorsport magazine be doing kind of a special issue?
Yes, actually, we're just finishing our 90th anniversary issue today, but our next issue after this one, we'll do a Jack Brabham tribute because, as I say, he's such an important figure in our sport that we'd be remiss of us to not do a lot on the man.
Damien Smith, editor of Motorsport magazine, thank you.
Thank you.